Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday afternoon, June 25th, 2024, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Superlab Suisse opens state-of-the-art facility in Basel, fostering new spaces for scientific breakthroughs. Superlab Suisse, a leading provider of innovative laboratory and research spaces, has opened its newest facility in Basel, becoming the largest private lab space in Switzerland. This cutting-edge facility offers ready-to-use laboratory spaces equipped with the latest technology and operational support services, allowing teams to focus on scientific research. Located in the booming biotechnology hub of Basel, the facility promises to be a nucleus of scientific collaboration and breakthrough. Superlab Suisse's serviced labs provide a new industry standard, eliminating the hurdles of lab construction and operation for life science companies. With plans for a third site in Zurich Schlieren, Superlab Suisse continues to lead in laboratory as a service solutions, attracting like-minded innovators to meet and collaborate. This one-stop solution not only solves the true problems of life science companies, but also benefits humanity as a whole.
Advantapure announces partnership with High Purity New England. Advantapure announced a partnership with High Purity New England, a Gittinge company, to distribute fluid transfer system solutions in the Northeast U.S. region. High Purity New England, a leading distributor of biopharma solutions, will distribute six styles of Advantapure tubing and hose. This partnership aims to ensure business continuity and reduce environmental impact. For more information, contact the sales team at 215-526-23000. Advantapure, in business since 1954, designs and manufactures fluid transfer systems for various markets, including pharmaceutical and biopharma, maintaining a large inventory and global distributor network. The company is ISO 9001 certified, 100% employee-owned, and has earned a Gold EcoVadis sustainability rating. U.S. Commerce Department imposes heavy preliminary duties on all imports of Russian ferrosilicon. The U.S. Commerce Department has imposed preliminary anti-dumping duties of 283.27% and countervailing duties of 748.58% on all imports of ferrosilicon from Russia. This decision comes in response to petitions filed by U.S. ferrosilicon producers, CC Metals and Alloys LLC and Ferroglobe USA Inc., citing unfair pricing and subsidies. Russian producers accounted for over 30% of all imports in 2023. Once published in the Federal Register, importers will be required to post cash deposits or bonds. Investigations into imports from Kazakhstan, Malaysia, and Brazil are ongoing, with preliminary determinations expected in the coming months. CC Metals and Ferroglobe have welcomed Commerce's decision, aiming to restore a level playing field in the market.
Gold Royalty Corp. announces completion of major acquisition and anticipates significant growth. Gold Royalty Corp. CEO David Garofalo shared exciting news with Proactive about the completion of the company's acquisition of a copper stream in Bosnia and Herzegovina. The Vara stream includes ongoing payments equal to 30% of the London Metal Exchange spot copper price. Adriatic Metals PLC forecasts significant ore production in the coming years, with a mine life of 18 years. Gold Royalty Corp. has expanded its portfolio to 240 royalties, with 160% revenue growth expected in 2024. The company anticipates positive free cash flow and earnings for the first time, with a projected 60% compounded annual revenue growth rate through the end of the decade.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. we encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.